This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
Now, it's always fun when a new baby arrives. Time for fizzy pop and chocolate. But what if the baby is heavier than the planet Jupiter? Well, even better, because it gives you a chance to test our ideas on the still mysterious process by which stars and planets are born from the apparent emptiness of space inside a galaxy. Now, our galaxy is the Milky Way. It has several hundred billion stars, and it's about 100,000 light-years across from one side to the other. The emptiness of space between the stars is called the interstellar medium. It's very thin, down to 100 particles in each cubic meter. The particles are about 70% hydrogen, with most of the rest being helium. But in addition, there are tiny, tiny traces of heavier elements. These came from stars, both during and at the ends of their lives, when they exploded and threw their star stuff into the interstellar medium. But scattered about inside a galaxy are many giant molecular clouds, about 6,000 of them in our galaxy. They're more dense than the interstellar medium, say around 100 million particles per cubic meter, and they can be enormous, 100 light-years across and 6 million times the mass of our Sun. And inside these molecular clouds are even more dense regions called stellar nurseries, or star-forming regions. Now, as you can guess from the names, this is where stars are born. The first stage of the process is that one region of this stellar nursery, for whatever reason, happens to be a little more dense than everything else around it. So it has more mass and more gravity. It collapses to form an object that is not quite a star, a so-called protostar. After a few million years, it has evolved further into a baby star surrounded by a rotating disk of gas and dust that did not get sucked into the baby star. And when I say baby, I mean newborn, not small. A baby star can range between, say, a tenth of the mass of our Sun to 30 times heavier. Now, there are still some problems with our understanding of the process, but luckily, we have been able to see, with telescopes, different stages in the evolution from gas cloud to protostar to newborn star. Of course, it helps that there are lots of stars to look at. But the situation is different with trying to understand the second stage, that is, the formation of exoplanets, which are planets orbiting around other stars, not our own Sun. What is the big question? What is the exact process as, over a few million years, the rotating disk of gas and dust evolves into a bunch of exoplanets? The problem is that there are so few exoplanets. So far, we have discovered only about 1,900 exoplanets. All of them are fully formed. But just recently, we proved that another exoplanet, Lick Calcium 15b, is a planet in the process of actually being born. This planet, about 450 light-years away, is going around a newborn star called Lick Calcium 15, which is about only 2 million years old. This baby planet is a few times heavier than Jupiter, and it's about 3 times further from its star as Jupiter is from our Sun. A team made up of astronomers from Stanford University, the University of Arizona, and the University of Sydney made the discovery. One of the scientists, Professor Peter Tuthill from the University of Sydney, said, and I quote, "We see the star surrounded by a disk of material. We see a gap in the disk where the material's missing. We see the planets that are in the gap, and we see material falling onto the planets," unquote. The newborn planet that is still growing, Lick Calcium 15b, has a powerful magnetic field. This magnetic field actually accelerates the infalling material that is landing on the growing planet. As a result, this material is hot. Very hot. is around 10,000 degrees centigrade, roughly twice as hot as the surface of our Sun. But being very hot means that it emits lots of radiation, which our latest telescopes can detect. With that kind of heat output, you would definitely want a baby shower.
What does it mean? Why is it so?
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Frank Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.